one example would be, you know, I did a story about a school, a state-run school for the deaf, where for generations children had been sent to that school, a residential school in our state, and this happens all across the U.S. And they were sent there to be immersed in to be able to have a normal school experience and be able to use sign language and learn like any other kid without having to always be dealing with translating English into, you know, their language. But what had gone on at this school, there was this whole issue of the institutionalization of these children. And so for many generations, children had gone away to school and suffered a lot of abuse at this school, both from staff who had come and gone, and not the majority of staff, but there were always a few perpetrators on staff, and also the older kids, because kids would go in at 5 years old and not leave till they were 21, and in those years you would have, like, you know, a 20-year-old perhaps boy who would then be molesting a 5-year-old boy who had just arrived at the school, and it was all, no one was talking about it. And so, you know, here was an experience where a beloved institution in the deaf community was experiencing all, for many years, had experienced this very abusive environment for many of the children who went there, but everyone was afraid to tell the secret. And so the issue of control came up right away because, I mean, just to speak of what had happened for many of the people who had been through this school and had suffered was to betray the community, because then it was, you know, airing your dirty laundry in public. It meant that the state might take away funds. There were all these political implications, and everyone knew instinctively that it was betraying the community to talk about bad things that had happened at their school. And so I was presented with, you know, a dilemma, and there were so many ways that that played out, the control issue. But, you know, I think that one thing that happened was that people, I had to take a long, long time to build trust, and not all of us have that and time, but I did in this case. And it took months in many cases for people to be willing to trust me enough and to know what my agenda was in order to share the secrets of what had happened to that school.